Hello and welcome to Heartbeat. We are in the season of Advent, 4 weeks where the church gets us to, I guess, turn our focus on Jesus' coming. And not just Jesus' coming in the past at Christmas, but his coming one day again on the earth. He does say, be expectant, wait. You know, you don't know the time, nor the hour, nor the day. So be ready and prepared. And it's made me reflect upon the Jewish people who were waiting for the Messiah the first time. They didn't know when, the hour, nor the day, nor how it was going to happen. But there were, I guess, signposts, pointing signs, God with his Holy Spirit empowered people with ideas, and not just ideas, but the prophecy of his coming. And so the Jewish people knew the Messiah was going to come. And there were different prophecies that pointed to even how he would come, why he would come, what he would do a little bit. You know, it was in a way a bit vague, but it was still there. And when Jesus was born, in Matthew chapter 2, verses 4 to 6, it actually brings up the scripture from the Old Testament, from Micah. So this is from Micah chapter 5, verse 2, and it's the same prophecy. And the wise kings knew about this prophecy, and they, when they went to visit Herod, because they wanted to visit this Messiah, this Redeemer, this Savior that was born, and they followed the Star of Bethlehem. They go to Herod because he's a king. They think he'll know what this king of the Jews, where he was born and what's happened. Of course he didn't. But they bring up the prophecy from Micah, and this is the prophecy. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel. So there's even a sign there from the prophecy that he's going to be born in Bethlehem. He's going to rule the nation, but he's going to be coming as a shepherd. So I started looking up some other prophecies, and there's only a few that I'm talking about, but one's in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, and it states this: For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace. For the throne of David and his kingdom he will establish, and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. Wow. And then in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, and it states this about the coming of Jesus. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel. We know Emmanuel means God is with us. There's just three prophecies. There is so many in the Old Testament pointing that the Messiah will come, that this Jesus, this Emmanuel, will be born. But so many Jewish people didn't believe. They couldn't believe that he would come as a baby. You know, they had actually a gentleman who was in the Department of Mathematics and Astronomy in Anadina College in LA, so in America. And his name was Peter Stoner. And he, with 600 students, decided to work out the probability of even just 8 prophecies of Jesus, of the Messiah being born, whether or not they'd be fulfilled. just eight, because there's hundreds. And they worked out that for the probability of all of them to come together to be true was 1 in 10 to the 17. Now, for those of you who don't understand maths, it means it's 10 times 10 times 10 times 10, 17 times. To give you another concept of it, to win lotto, they say you have a 1 in 300 million chance. For these prophecies, eight prophecies, to come true, there is a 1 in 1 million trillion plus another 10,000 chances that it would come true. That's what 10 to the 17 means. Wow. So obscure. But our God is not obscure. Our God is a God of truth. Our God is a God of wisdom and knowledge and love. And he kept telling the people of God, I'm coming. This is how I'm going to come. Yes, it's sort of hidden in a lot of the language and the words, but it is there. You know, our faith is strengthened by knowing God is in charge, and he did come, and he will come again. So it started to make me think, I don't want to be like many Jewish people who are still waiting for the Messiah to arrive. I don't want to be like them and think Jesus in the second coming is not going to happen. Maybe even not going to happen in my lifetime. So what am I worried about? You know, it's all fake. It's not true. There's too many pointers to Jesus coming once again. And this season of Advent, especially this first week, I want to be prepared. I want to prepare my heart spiritually for Jesus to come again. Because you don't know the hour, nor the day, nor the month, nor the year. We don't know the time. You want to have your hearts ready and waiting and prepared and excited. Just like, you know, for any of you who've been waiting for a baby, even if it's not your baby, you're waiting for a girlfriend's baby to arrive. And, you know, if you think it's running late and is the baby come yet? Has the baby come yet? And that's put so much pressure on the mother sometimes. But the excitement, the preparation that goes in, that the getting ready, it is God, our God, who is coming. At Christmas time, we celebrate this coming. But we are also preparing for the coming of him again. So let us get excited. Let us read. Let us understand more about him. Let us turn to him and let us love him. And so when you are fixing up the tree, when you're doing different things, no, be excited. You know, it's not just a worldly trimming the tree. It's getting excited because the Lord, we're preparing the outward things, but the inward things. We're preparing for our God, who is coming again. Don't put God in a box. Don't put his plans in a box and say, well, it's on this day and this time and whatever. Because God can't be put in a box, but we try too often. He has a perfect plan. Be open to encountering this living God in our daily lives, and let us be expectant for his return. So I want to encourage you to be expectant, joy-filled, put on those Christmas carols, sing your hearts out, and if you know, don't want to do it in front of anyone, do it in the car. Make it joyous and expectant for our Savior to come now in celebration in 4 weeks' time, but again when he chooses it's time to come back and take us home. Thank you.